This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Thousands of people in London have been lining up around the clock to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state. That line has now officially been closed. Mourners determined to pay their respects to the Queen got in line overnight in anticipation of a 16-hour long queue. Britain held a minute's silence on Sunday in a final tribute to Queen Elizabeth II before her grand state funeral, after her son King Charles III welcomed world leaders at Buckingham Palace. U.S. President Joe Biden and French President Emmanuel Macron were among the stream of dignitaries who paid tribute at the late monarch's coffin in London's historic Westminster Hall. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska also viewed Queen Elizabeth II's coffin in London Sunday and later met the Princess of Wales. This was the first visit to the UK by the wife of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky since Russia invaded in February. The state funeral for Queen Elizabeth will be held at London's Westminster Abbey Monday, when world leaders will join King Charles and the British royal family to bid farewell to Britain's longest-serving monarch. Here are some of the details of the order of the service for the funeral. It will take place in Westminster Abbey, central London, at 11 a.m. It will be led by the Dean of Westminster, David Hoyle, and the sermon will be given by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby. Before the service begins, the Abbey's tenor bell will toll once a minute for 96 minutes, one toll for each year of the Queen's life. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Prosecutors in an area of Ukraine where Russian forces recently retreated in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. In an online statement, prosecutors in the Kharkiv region said they found a basement where Russian forces allegedly tortured prisoners in a village near the border with Russia. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night, officials said Sunday. A government-allied Somali militia killed at least 45 al-Shabaab fighters and beheaded some of them, three witnesses said Sunday, as citizens in central regions of the country increasingly take up arms against the insurgents. The beheading Saturday followed a battle in a region where there has been significant fighting this month between al-Shabaab and newly expanded militias allied with the federal government. Africa's most industrialized economy, South Africa, is again facing sweeping power cuts caused by failures at aging and poorly maintained infrastructure, the nationalized utility company said Sunday. State-owned Eskom announced planned outages for the week. On an eight-notch scale of rolling blackouts, the country has reached the sixth critical stage. For the first time in 3 years, the United Nations General Assembly gets underway in person in the U.S. state of New York this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
No more pre-recorded addresses or hybrid meetings because of the pandemic. Instead, the UNGA will include speeches from most of the world's leaders, including President Biden. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the administration has three priorities: global food insecurity, the UN Charter, and global health.
As COVID-19 reminded us, global health threats do not respect borders. We must tackle COVID-19, monkeypox, and other outbreaks.
Speeches begin Tuesday. Biden, who is traveling to the Queen's funeral, speaks Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
A strong earthquake has shaken much of Taiwan, killing at least one person, injuring many others. A three-story building was toppled, but all four people trapped inside were rescued. The magnitude 6.8 quake on Sunday also stranded about 400 tourists on a mountainside and knocked part of a passenger train off of its tracks. And recapping our top story, thousands of people in London have continued to line up around the clock to file past the Queen's coffin as it lies in state, but that line has now officially been closed. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.